This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, like we said. Please visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And today, celebrating our 41st grievance. Our 41st grievance, I say again, our 41st grievance for New California. That means we're exceeding the 40 that we originally announced when we declared independence for New California. We're exceeding by one, and we'll be exceeding in toto. We'll have 95 grievances against the state of California. 95 grievances. Don't you just love history? Look up 95 and why that is significant. Also, look up January 15th, what is significant about that day. Anyway, that was the day that we declared independence for New California. That's the day that's significant. I want you to remember that. Okay, we got a lot of things going on. I mean, it is another news day that, of course, is not making people happy. Some people more unhappy than others. One of the big things that just blasted across Drudge, and of course the president was interviewed in a couple of different networks, and this is something that I think really is something that has been a long time coming. We're one of the only countries, I think, in the world that does this, but the president is planning to end birthright citizenship, long time overdue, long overdue. There are companies, there's people enriching themselves billions of dollars every year by it's human trafficking of a different sort, because we our laws are it is human trafficking. There's no doubt about it. God. You know, these people come from all around the world to give birth to their children here, and they become American citizens, and then all the rights that go along with it. But then they get exploited. See, that's the thing. In China, they bring the women over in their ninth month, and they birth in places like Tustin, California. Yeah, I mean, Irvine, California, that sort of thing. It's a human trafficking situation is what it is. It's another variety of it. I mean, you can traffic humans in so many different ways, and birthright citizenship is just one of them. So in other words, the mother comes in, gives birth, and because she's not a citizen, the father's not a citizen, but the baby is now, because they're born in this country. Well, the president's looking at this like everybody else is looking at it, because this is something that is really a staggering cost to this country. They're taking advantage of our laws, of course. And oftentimes the person goes back to their own country, like in the case of China. They go back and grow up in China and come over here. And we get into the colleges and universities here. You get the drift there. I mean, that's just kind of part of what goes on. There's a whole bunch of other stuff that by extensions of it. I mean, there's whole birthing areas. You probably don't realize this, but I call them birthing farms. We first covered this years ago. Gosh, I was really kind of pleased when I heard a week ago or something like that, that this was being floated around. And I said, well, it's about right, about time, you know, especially now in light of this whole, this whole caravan thing coming up from the border. Yeah, yeah. That, and we're going to get into that in a second. John Martinez is going to be joining us, and we are going to talk about what the real big plan is for the United States and what the deep state is doing and what the bad actors of the world are planning for us, because the plan is in action now. They put it into action. And as I said, there's more caravans coming. We talked about this during the Pueblo Sin Frontera. And they're still involved, of course. They seem to have taken the lead on this. This is a company that should be shut down. It's an American corporation headquartered in San Diego. It should be shut down. Because, there's a lot of things going on. In fact, I think there's going to be a grievance by Contra Costa County that's going to address this issue. That there are certain statutes that are considered to be treasonous statutes that people are violating when they help and aid and abet illegal aliens coming across the border. And these are the type of statutes that the Justice Department needs to start looking at. These people like Pueblo Sin Frontera, who likes to, bring across human slaves, basically. This is slavery. I mean, you just can't, it's one word, is slavery. This is modern day slavery, and who's involved in it? The Democrats. Oh, well, gee, what could possibly go wrong there? I don't know. Black slavery in the United States? Democrats. KKK? Democrats. Civil War? Democrats. What could possibly go wrong with this? Well, what could possibly go wrong with this, of course, is a huge, massive flood of illegal foreign nationals coming across the border. Right after this, as Mexico blows up, and that's what we're going to be talking about with John Martinez a little bit later on in the show. We're going to try and get Chris Street. We're having a little connect-the-dot issue. We're going to try and get Chris Street with us in the third hour so we can talk about what is going on with the markets and all that other good stuff and how it plays out for New California, because we're watching this. This is like the heartbeat for New California. New California is definitely happening. More and more and more and more. We're getting stronger every day, county by county by county. The building program is taking place, and there's no turning back now. There's absolutely, you can just, a certain state senator who's going to remain unknown, and a former state senator I had a talk with about this whole issue of statehood and everything. And it was the talk, quite frankly, was at the time about one of the movements, and I was actually involved in this movement. And they said, look, you have no clear pathway forward. And they both said this. Now, two different conversations, and they were very, very astute in how they were looking at it, because they want it. They want it. They want this. They know this is going to be good for America. The whole New California thing. So they want it, But they just couldn't kind of, say, well, but we're going to advise you now and all that. No, but they said, look, here is what you have to do. You have to show a clear pathway forward for this movement. And once you get to that clear pathway forward, there's no stopping it. And we're there now. We are absolutely there now. And it's fun. It's exciting. We are going to change the entire United States of America into a bigger, better, stronger country. The states around, all the states, all 50 states, we will be 51. Everybody's going to benefit by the explosive nature of what's going to be happening in New California. In old California, well, it's going to go its way. We are very, very clear about the establishment of New California, that we want to benefit. We want it to be a win-win for California, a win-win for New California, a win-win for the other 49 states out there, that we become part of that brotherhood, of the union of states in the United States of America. That's what we want to become. And, of course, we have our – this is all giving birth now. It's kind of – you know, it's really interesting. I'm a biologist, of course. Well, of course you knew that. It doesn't everybody. Anyway, but, you know, this is a cellular growth issue as far as I'm concerned. Mitosis is occurring county by county by county. It makes sense. Every county is coming on board. Boom, boom, boom. Cellular division. We got to get the right DNA in each county. Get it? The right chromosomes have to come together in the counties. And they are. And the right genes are lining up in each county. That's the thing. I mean, we can see this just as clear as a bell now. So the pathway, we've dusted it off. I mean, it needs dusting off. It hadn't been exercised, this pathway, since 1861, when West Virginia was birthed. And now it's 2018. It's about time. It's about time. So the birthing process, we're in the mitotic development stage right now. A lot of mitosis going on. Pretty soon we're going to end up in blastula phase. Now, listen, I don't want to get too deep in the woods on you on the biological aspect. Look it up, blastula. You'll figure it out. Anyway, that's your assignment. Go to it. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Attention business.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
A dictator, I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. Pilot Sully Sullenberger, this is not the America I know and love. Well, and he's right. Actually, I know and love this country, even right now, especially right now. I love this country more now than ever before. So, Mr. Sullenberger, the Walnut Creek Group has gotten to you. Need to come to a new California meeting, Mr. Sullenberger. It's in your territory, by the way. Sorry. Reach out and touch someone. Might as well touch Sully Sullenberger. Retired airline pilot Chesley Sully Sullenberger, who landed the famous Miracle on the Hudson, said Monday that this is not the America I know and love in a message encouraging voter participation ahead of the midterm elections. Sullenberger wrote in an op-ed in the Washington Post that he witnessed the best in people on January 15th, 2009. Interesting date, isn't it? When he led 154 people to safety by making an emergency landing in the Hudson River after a malfunction. To navigate complex challenges, all leaders must take responsibility and have a moral compass grounded in competence, integrity, and concern for the greater good. And greater good, well, that term comes up, right, all the time in communist socialist circles. I just thought I'd throw that one out there. I think it's something worth mentioning. When people walk, oh, it's for the greater good, Paul. Really? 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 So was communism? Tragically, people in positions of power today are not projecting their best, Sullenberger said. Many are cowardly, complicit enablers, acting against the interests of the United States, our allies, democracy, and there's a problem. See, he mentions democracy, encouraging extremists at home, and emboldening our adversaries abroad and threatening the livability of our planet. Mm-hmm. See where this is going. Many do not respect the offices they hold. They lack or disregard a basic knowledge of history, science, and leadership. Now, I'm not arguing that. And they act impulsively, worsening a toxic political environment, he continued. Sullenberger said that the current absence of civic virtues should not be normalized. I might add, he lives in California. Okay, he lives in California. Let's just get that one out there. So some of this is coming from the California government. This is because it's so repressive out here, guys. I mean, I cannot tell you. I know you guys on the East Coast, you know, you're repressed in many different ways, but it is just blatantly, outright repressive now. And people don't get it yet. They're being repressed and they don't get it. That's the funny thing. When the first thing that crosses them, when, you know, they get a ticket or something and they realize that, wait a minute, there's something wrong with the whole process and the courts, they get involved with something and then they realize, wow, there's something really wrong here. Or where they want to build a house, or they want to do something, and they have some contact with government, they realize they can't do this, they can't do that. And then there's a whole series of things that they can and cannot do, and cannot do is mostly the proverbial thing that happens. So he's got that influence as he's writing this. I just want to let you know. That's my opinion about where this is going. I think he's an outstanding man, don't get me wrong. But some of the stuff I'm going to be very critical of. We must dedicate ourselves to the ideals, values, and norms that unite us and upon which our democracy depends. See, he's wrong right there. This is where he needs to be corrected. He needs to be called out in the public square and said, Sully, it's republic. Let me read that to you again. So I'll pop out democracy and put in republic. It says, we must rededicate ourselves to the ideals, values, and norms that unite us and upon which our republic depends. We must be engaged and informed voters. See, he can't have it both ways. If he's saying a democracy, he's talking about by which our dictatorship depends. Well, hell, I can go buy depends all day long. Get it? It's a dictatorship. A democracy is a dictatorship. Hello? Hello? Anybody there? We have a republican form of government, which is guaranteed to us by Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. Hello? Nowhere in the Constitution does it say that we are a democracy, or does it say democratic or Democrat or anything. Has nothing to say about that. Nothing. Because the Founding Fathers knew it was a dictatorship. Oh, you can vote. That's it. You can vote. When you're voting, boy, you got the power, right? Right? You do. When there's no moral compass guiding that power. But a republican form of government offers that. And we live in a republican form of governance, by the way. Well, it's the creep of democracy is the problem. We have to stop the democratic process. They're called Democrats for a reason. Get it? And Republicans for a reason. Get it? Sullenberger wrote that he has been a registered Republican for the majority of his adult life, but has always voted as an American. We cannot wait for someone to save us. We must do it ourselves, he wrote. The election day is a crucial opportunity to again demonstrate the best in each of us by doing our duty and voting for leaders who are committed to the values that will unite and protect us. Okay. A few errors of diction, I guess you can say, or historical accuracy, constitutional accuracy. I think that's really what I'm saying. Just a few. Just a few issues going on there. Just a few. I like Sullenberger. I really do. I think what he did was very, very heroic on that day. January 15th. That's Martin Luther King's birthday. Junior. January 15th. That's his real birthday. And isn't it interesting that New California declared its independence on January 15th, 2018? Shocking. Excuse me, Agenda 21. Coffee. Shocking, I know. Okay, Sullenberg. We're going to have Scott Adams with us here in just a few minutes. So he's back from Florence, Italy. Oh, shocking, shocking. He was in Florence, Italy. I'm going to talk to him about that. We're going to give him a hard time. He runs off, leaves the store wide open. You know, what are we to do when he leaves the store wide open? Things go crazy. I'm getting called. There, the thing's not working. I mean, come on. Can't run out of stuff, Scott. No, he went to watch men wrestle. Greco-Roman style wrestling or something like that. Well, it's not, you know, the Olympics have that. If you ever get a chance to go to the Olympics, go. It's really pretty interesting to get humanity together like that. I know it's a very liberal notion, a very, very totalitarian notion to some degree. But the operators behind the scenes are the deep staters, of course. Yeah, they control everything. And this whole, you want to see a real dictatorship. You want to see a real monarchy. The heads, everything that goes along at the very top of the Olympic Organizing Committee, International Committee, it's like king and queen. It's just like king and queen. I mean, it really is. These people drive around in these long entourages with all these guards and everything. They come in like royalty. I actually saw that. I mean, well, when I went to Barcelona in particular. Man, royalty everywhere. Shocking. And there was kings and queens and things like that at the Olympics. It was kind of interesting. Anyway, shows you that we don't have kings and queens. We have a republic. A republic, if you can keep it. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547. Contractors, this is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Here we go.
The notion that I can just suspend deportations through executive order, that's just not the case.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston at the Agenda 21 Show.
Mm-hmm. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. Of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Grievance number 41 to be read today. We're going for the additional 55 grievances to make it 95 grievances in toto when we get done with New California. That's because of everybody's request to do more. We got to 40 and said, 40 was our goal. We got there. Here we are. And now all of a sudden they say, no, do more. So we're going the total 95 grievances. And with us right now, direct from Florence, Italy, is the one and only fabulous, stupendous Italian himself, which he didn't know he was Italian until he got there, Scott Adams.
That's funny. I've never heard that one.
Well, I just thought I'd lay that on you. Are you Italian?
Because I happen to be Native American Indian.
Oh, no. Pocahontas.
But, you know, a lot of people think I'm Italian, so that's all good.
There you go. There. Well, then, see, everybody's a little bit Italian.
Yeah. It's, well, no, the Native Americans are exempt.
Oh, there you go.
But in any case, no, I got to tell you, it's really glad to be back from Europe. You know, and I hadn't been there in a while, and I did notice that there was a few changes. It's still very homogenous, and there does seem to be a lot more Northern Africans, and they seem to be a little bit more the troublemakers there.
Mm-hmm.
But the middle class has just all but disappeared, and that's thanks to the globalism.
Right.
That's thanks to the socialism, and that's basically what we're up against here in this election coming up in just a 1 week's time, and that is the fight for the middle class. Donald Trump, this is all Donald Trump is about,
right,
is rebuilding the middle class with steel, aluminum, coal, manufacturing. You know, we don't need the government to tell us what our minimum wage should be. The GDP can take care of that. Lowering taxes can take care of that. Deregulation can take care of that. Bringing business back through great trade deals can do that. You know, it's very interesting when you go over to Europe and you get this like real attitude. You know, they still have their attitude. They still have this elitism that goes on. And you know, they roll their eyes when you ask a dumb question because you're an American and you can't speak the language and you're trying to figure out a train or whatever. You still get all of that. But the point is that you got this power structure of the elite and the poverty, and you have very little middle class, and everybody toes the line, and nobody really goes out of their way to voice an opinion or make an argument. It's very much like that. And I just think that, you know, what the liberals are trying to do with open borders, what they're trying to do with the caravan, and what they're trying to do with a lot of things is basically overpower the middle class. And that's what Obama was all about. He was about taxing the middle class. He was about negotiating trade deals that would send jobs overseas. He would regulate businesses so they would open up shop in other countries. You know, these other countries were eating our lunch. And the middle class was getting hammered, not only hammered not by joblessness, hammered by higher taxes, hammered because their corporations were getting hammered by regulations, exhaustive regulations, but then opening the borders and allowing these illegal immigrants to compete for the lower end of the spectrum jobs. I put together this map, and I was sitting on a train in Italy, Paul, and I got to tell you, it was like a light bulb that went off in my head, and I was like, if you look at the United States as 5 parts of 20%, which is pretty easy to do, put that in your head,
right,
and you say you got the elite at 20%. And I'm not talking about the 1% power elite. I'm talking about the Hollywood establishment. I'm talking about the journalists and the editorial boards. I'm talking about the universities and the tenured professors. I'm talking about that 20% that controls the message in America, the fake news, mainstream media that Donald Trump has been hammering on. That's 20%. Then you got the other 20%, which is extreme poverty. And then you got three 20% parts that represent the middle class. The top 20 of that 60 is going – they're close. They can almost reach that promised land of the becoming the elite themselves. But how are they going to do that? But by towing the line of the elite. So they play Democrat. Then you got the other 20%, the bottom 20%. They're trying to hold on to their job. They're getting hammered. Their jobs are going overseas. They're getting taxed, regulated. They slip into the bottom 20. That bottom 20 grows to 30 or 40. The top 20 grows to 30 or 40. And what do you have left? 20?
Mm-hmm.
You have 20 that's dead center in the middle. And that's what Trump is wrestling with. He's wrestling with that 60% in the middle. And he's trying to be the leader of a generation that's basically trying to strengthen that middle class, because that strong middle class cannot be told what to do, not told what to say, not told how to raise their children. And they are fighting to keep their job. They're fighting to climb the ladder, and they don't want to be impoverished. They don't want to depend on the government. And that's the struggle that's going on right here in America. And we don't want to be Europe. I'm telling you, Europe has slipped over the last 15 years. I've had a bit of a snapshot, and I got to tell you, they're too homogenous, and the integration that they do have is too threatening. It's the Northern Africa bullies and terrorists. You have this establishment elite where basically the shop owners only wait for the rich fat cats to come in with, and they go to these boutique shops. And other than that, the middle class is just towing the line, doing the best they can. It's a dwindling middle class. It's basically the aristocrats and the impoverished,
right,
and the working.
Well, you know, we see it right out here in California. It's just blatant. It's flagrant. I mean, it's here. It's here in California. I had dinner the other night with Victor Davis Hanson and listened to his speech that he gave.
He's one of my heroes. I love that guy.
That, as he talks about in the book Mexifornia, which really, you know, it's kind of interesting. I really wasn't a follower of Victor Davis Hanson, believe it or not. I mean, here's a guy who's been raging like myself about California for years, and really I'd heard about the book Mexifornia, but I had really studied it. And we started this whole New California thing without really kind of knowing what Victor Davis Hanson was all about. And then, of course, stumbling along the way, we find out about, well, you know, he's got this notion about the elites on the coast and all this other stuff. And, of course, everybody's impoverished in the rural areas of California.
Well, which can I say one thing?
Yeah.
So he's part of the Hoover Institute.
Right.
And believe it or not, he was listed on that National Review as one of the Never Trumpers at one point. But his voice, especially, you know, when you see him on TV, he's so pragmatic,
right,
that, you know, the most pragmatic, even if you were a Never Trumper, forget about the Bill Kristol wackadoodles of the world, because they're just crazy nut jobs. But Victor David Hanson, he thinks for himself. He's an intellect.
Mm-hmm.
And he may have not bought into everything that Trump was about in the beginning, but all of his reasoning and pragmatism lends itself very well to the Trump agenda.
Exactly. And of course, the opportunity to meet and have dinner with him and have some discussions and stuff was really important for us in the New California State Movement. We had representatives from several of our counties here, including my chief of staff, and she's an assemblywoman. And it was really, I think, a very important meeting that sort of brought a lot of us closer together. And I think he understands a little bit more about what New California is about, which is critical to what California is going to be. But this whole notion of poverty is just a radical notion here in California, because we've never really seen it ever before like this. I think maybe
San Francisco has got to be ground zero for what you're describing.
San Francisco and Los Angeles, Hollywood, yeah. And what you're describing is exactly what's happened in the elitist group, of course, with those in Silicon Valley. There's, 21 billionaires that live in Silicon Valley. Wow. That's a power elite. And then, of course, you have the billionaires down in Hollywood, in the media down there, which control everything nationally. So we have been trending towards this division where we have impoverished middle class and no middle class, because it's being absolutely legislated out of California. That's why it's spreading so much. Everybody's taking their businesses and going to Texas and everything. Those states are benefiting, but in the long run, hello, it's not going to be beneficial to the nation,
right,
as California collapses, as it's doing right now.
Yeah, and what I was suggesting is, you talk about those billionaires, right, in Silicon Valley. Then you got basically that top echelon of the middle class that basically is close, right? They're
right,
close,
right.
And they're not going to jeopardize this opportunity. So they're going to say, yes, sir, you know, they're basically going to say yes to the man because they have an opportunity to climb into that ladder into that upper echelon. So they're basically, you know, like I was saying, you know, a journalist, for example, if he's going to ever get a front page and he's got a liberal editor, he's going to write a liberal piece. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he's never going to get the fanfare. He's never going to get the front page story. If he's a journalist, he's going to toe that line. And if you're a tenure, if you're a professor that wants tenure and you got a whole bunch of liberals in your department, well, you're not going to buck the system and get yourself fired or never get the tenure track. You're going to do whatever it takes to get into that line, right? So that's the upper echelon of the middle class. They're basically kissing butt, right, to the elite. And then you got the impoverished.
Sycophants.
Paul, they don't have a choice.
No, they don't.
They don't have a choice whatsoever. It's like it's either starve or basically, you know, vote for the social welfare programs that are going to somehow feed them.
Right. And, you know, we've
got this shrinking middle class.
It's starting to spread nationally, too. This is the thing that you're bringing out, which is we've seen this trend here in California. And we have a dictatorship, basically a monoparty system. You have an open-ended legislative year-round cycle in which goes 11 months for the legislature so that they can introduce a bill one day, pass it the next, and sign it the next. And pretty soon in 2 days, you've got a new tax, a new regulation. And, of course, the bureaucracy that has sprung up from that has been, of course, the bane of many, many businesses and everything, and, of course, education. California is ranked, 49th or 50th in education. I mean, we're basically turning out very, very ignorant kids, and that's what's happening. I mean, I was having a discussion last night with one of my colleagues who was he really was saying that he didn't think there's any coming back from what's happened to education over the last 20 years, and I said, I think we can. We will in New California, because you have to have a complete paradigm shift to stop this. This is what I've been telling people, and the only complete paradigm shift that's offered to our country is a state split. That's the only thing, that the only avenue that will put a stop to this, because, like in the case of what we're doing here, we're going to completely shake up and bring in a new constitution. And this new constitution is a whole new set of guidelines as to how the people will be governed and how the people will be in charge, not the government. So when you shake it up like this, then especially 85% of the landmass of California, which is where you have 18 million rural Californians that have absolutely no representation, I might add, the coastal elites have wrapped that one up too. So all the representatives, the senators, assembly members, all are in those urban areas with high population density, and the representation of 85% of the landmass and 18 million people is zero. So this creates that huge schism in population. Now, you see it in New York, of course, and you see it in places like Washington State and even in Virginia. Of course, around where you're at, you have the elites in the rural areas are all out there not being represented because all their politicians at the state level are in their state capitals, and the population follows them in terms of density. This is the Republican form of governance that we have lost at the state level. And we're going to bring that back here in New California. This is the only way to do it. And if we fail, which we're not going to, because we have a clear pathway forward, we will completely change the paradigm of this country going forward for 200 to 300 years. No question about it. No question about it. I wanted to get into another topic, and that's the caravanning business going on. How does that play over in Europe?
They're not playing it. They don't care. The thing is that, they really don't care. You know, I mean, when I went over there, there was a lot of Khashoggi business going on.
Uh-huh.
You know, basically I'm like thinking nobody cared about Seth Rich like they care about Khashoggi,
right.
But Khashoggi was sort of anti-America. You know, he was good buddies with, Alawid bin Talal, the guy who financed Obama's. Everywhere you have anti-Americanism, you have Obama. Everywhere you have corruption, you have the Clinton cartel. I mean, it's just what it is. And so Alawid bin Talal, who financed Obama's Harvard education, hired Khashoggi to set up Al Arab, is a media thing, and basically run a media company. So, you know, they were on the wrong side of American interest for sure. And that's why this is so, you know, interesting. But, you know, the liberal press around the media, and it gets very liberal. Well, it's liberal everywhere now. When you talk about CNN Turkey, or you talk about the BBC or Sky News, even it's just very liberal. And, you know, Europe, that's the one thing I took away, because I used to ski a lot in Europe in the early part of the millennial. And it's been a while. And my snapshot, you know, I got to see a snapshot, and I saw a diminished middle class. I saw that when you ask people for help, they ignore you. You know, they're basically like, excuse me, you know, or whatever, mm-hmm. right? They basically don't even look up to even say hello to you, yeah. you know? So everybody's sort of protecting their own, keeping in their own space. And part of that's cultural, but part of that is because people, I think, have been repressed there.
Yeah.
And I saw more repression when it came to internet and flat screens and hotels and stuff like that. America has far outpaced Europe. I remember when Europe was taking the lead with flat screens and technologies and handies, as they call them, or cell phones. But now things have shifted, that America is far outpacing Europe, and it's only going to get worse for Europe. See, they had the added benefit, and it was the Clintons and the Obamas of the world that were basically giving them the great trade deals, because they wanted to promote European Union. They wanted to promote the establishment elite, the globalism, and the new world order. They wanted to promote their Middle East agenda. And so they catered to, and they basically owned and controlled and gave a lot of gravy to, the aristocrats in Europe. And they've now, Trump is changing that. Trump walks over to NATO with their $1.8 billion building that they just bought. And he basically says, this building looks nice. It's probably very expensive. When is everybody going to stop being a deadbeat and pay their bills? And these aristocratic elites, they talk and laugh behind Trump's back. They talk behind him. But you know what? Trump's right. And Trump is basically resetting the world stage for what is right in the world. And that is nationalism, and you hear Trump talk about nationalism, not globalism. But these globalists have been getting away with murder for a long, long time.
Right.
It's only going to get more difficult for them going forward, as Juncker, you know, just reestablished a new trade deal with Trump. It's only going to get better for the United States and a little bit tougher for the European Union, that's been really living on false props, you know, just sort of like the quantitative easing, or the Federal Reserve was given to Obama, America was given to Europe.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting you brought up the repression business, because I can distinctly remember, distinctly remember when I went in 1992 to Europe, to East Europe, when I went to East Germany and traveled around all around East Germany and stuff like that, seeking the answer to the collapse of communism as research prior to going to the Olympics. And everybody was repressed there. I mean, people, the repression, obviously, for, you know, 40, 50 years of repression under the iron fist of the Soviet Union, people weren't communicating at all. And that look that you described is exactly what I was seeing all the time in the East. And, of course, you'd go to the West, and everybody was kind of like, they would help you. You know, they were more than happy to. They berate you because you couldn't speak the language correctly, you know, and point their finger at you and shake it. But yeah. They helped you, you know, and they would look at you. But now what you're reporting is just the classic, they're rolling over into totalitarianism, and it's going to start infecting Europe in a bad way, especially now with all the new immigrants.
Yeah, nobody really wants to step up and be an individual you know, an individual, you know, like a real person, you know, brotherhood and whatever. But it seems like they're all sort of desperate in their own space. And
that's a great comment.
And also the other part of the socialism and the liberalism is this elitism. And it's a false grandization of themselves, in a sense. And again, I think that they're in for a rude awakening, as the European Union has to start to pay their own bills. When they start to pay their 2% NATO bill, or when they, you know, basically start to, you know, get involved with real trade deals. You know, I'm looking on Fox News right now, by the way, and I see this where exactly where I was standing 2 days ago is completely flooded right now. That's amazing. And in fact, I have footage of us trying to cross that same piazza. It's just weird. It just flashed up on the screen that it's made world news. It was just this major flooding going on there. They have a lot of infrastructure problems. They have a lot of cracks in the sidewalk, metaphorically speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And that they're going to have to, their bills are going to come due, and they're not going to have the cash cow of these, you know, gravy trade deals that America has been giving Europe, propping them up. Again, like I said, propping up that socialism, propping up that new world order, propping up that globalism. We did everything we could to help Europe. And you know what? They kind of, you know, with their corruption, as in any big socialist government, they pocketed most of the money. It's sort of like what happened with the levees in Louisiana, you know, when Mayor Nagin said New Orleans is a chocolate city and I'm going to misappropriate all the funds and there's a lot of corruption. Well, a lot of this stuff goes on in big government. That's why we don't want it. That's why we want to spend our own money. We want to put our money into our children's future, not the corrupt government.
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting to hear you talk now that you've been to Europe for a little bit, because when you go to Europe, you come back and you're like, wait a minute. And, you know, when did you come back? What day?
Well, I left on the 18th and I got back late yesterday. So, I mean, you know, we got stuck in Frankfurt for an extra day. Basically, you know, we went over there. The United States kicked butt in wrestling. We fell short of our goal. We didn't beat Russia in the men's, but we had three gold medals, one silver medal, two or three bronze medals out of 10 weight classes.
This is in
we
Hungary.
Really did a great job. Our wrestling team did great. But that was in Budapest,
yeah.
And that was a great event. But we went over there. We went to Milan, Florence, Padova, where Galileo taught, Vicenza, Venice. It turns out that Venice, while we were there, the one day that we were in Venice where we needed transportation, they had a strike. And again, everything is run by the government. But yeah, so it was kind of an adventure. But we had a really great time. And don't get me wrong. I mean, I love visiting Europe, but it has slipped in the last 15 years. I'm grateful to be an American. I'm very happy to be where I am, you know, in America. But I will tell you that this election, I was sitting on a train, and basically my reflection upon my experience in Europe was that we can't afford to lose our middle class. It scares the crap
right.
out of me.
Right.
We cannot afford to lose this middle class, and that's exactly what Trump is fighting for. And when he renegotiates trade deals, and when he lowers regulations on steel and aluminum, and when he sets tariffs on steel and aluminum, it's bringing manufacturing back. When he talks about coal renaissance, you know, instead of Hillary Clinton saying we're going to put coal out of business, Trump is bringing coal back to business. Manufacturing jobs, Foxconn, Apple incentives, you know, the repatriation of investment in American manufacturing. I'm telling you, it's really important that we have a middle class, because they are the independent thinkers of our time that cannot be told what to do with their family. They will stand at their front door with their rifle and protect their family. And the liberals want to get in the way of all of that. They
right.
want to import
right.
liberal voters who are dependent on the aristocratic class.
Well, it's
and they want to be another Europe.
As we talk about it in California, what they're doing with all this is a California cleansing. It's a variety of ethnic cleansing, which basically what they've been doing in California, it started with education, now it's into the governmental hiring. Is anybody who's an American citizen is out, and anybody who's an illegal foreign national is in. And it's a replacement ideology in which they're doing that. Anyway, Scott, we've got to run for time. Tell us how we can get a hold of you.
ScottAdamsShow.com, RedStateTalkRadio.com, 8 a.m. Eastern Time, live, weekdays.
Awesome, and it's great to have you back. And I'm sure you just love America.
I do.
Awesome. Okay, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. That was Scott Adams, the Scott Adams Show. We've got to run for time. Coming up next, of course, is John Martinez. We're going to be talking to him about what's going on in Mexico, in Brazil, in Argentina, in Venezuela, in Colombia, and, of course, the caravan You don't want to miss this one. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, A21R.com is our website, and NewCaliforniaState.com. Grievance 41 today. Stay strong, America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.